Every 3 or 4 months in Arizona, there's an event for school-age girls designed to empower and encourage them that their hair is beautiful. The My Hair is Beautiful workshop was this past weekend in Phoenix, and KJZZ's Tiara Vian stopped by to check it out.
Arlette Pender is the creator of the workshop, and she owns a natural hair salon in Scottsdale.
My Hair is Beautiful is an event that I've created for young girls between the ages of 5 and 18 to love themselves by what they see in the mirror, to inspire them to create jobs for themselves, to empower them to follow their dreams, and to educate them.
Miss Arlette, as she's known professionally, has been doing this for 7 years. She pays out of pocket so the girls and their parents can attend for free. Typically, she averages about 35 girls, but today, there are nearly 75 girls and teens packed into the Pulliam Auditorium at Burton Barr Library.
It's not just about hair. It's about the all-around confidence level, responsibility, self-awareness, protecting them from bullying. It's about self-esteem.
For one 10-year-old girl, it's about straightening her hair.
With my hair being curly, it's hard to kind of control, like, because you can't really run your hands through it. I don't get as many compliments as I usually do. I just feel good in my hair being straight.
Jasmine Pettis has been here twice before. She's here with her mom, Jalia, who owns a makeup studio. Jalia is one of the speakers at the workshop and thinks Jasmine needs to be here.
She was going to a Scottsdale school, and majority of everybody didn't look like her. So when I did straighten her hair, it was for fun, not thinking anything of it. But some of the things that she would come home and tell me made me uneasy. So I feel like it's important for her to be around other girls that look like her.
I want you to hold your mirror and stand up. My volunteers help the girls inside those folders is a creed.
The first activity of the day is reciting the My Hair is Beautiful creed. They each get a mirror and tell themselves,
I am beautiful, I am me, I have self-confidence, you don't define me. I am beautiful, I am free, my spirit is like the sunlight, it shines throughout me. I am beautiful, I am me. I am my ancestors, they live within me.
Then they say their name, and I am beautiful.
And I am beautiful.
I could tell some of the girls were having trouble accepting the words, but the parents were there to help them through it. After the creed, the younger kids scurry to the back of the auditorium to make pictures.
I just purple hair.
They glue curly hair and jewels to paper and draw rainbows and shapes that represent who they are.
I like to be happy, but I'm kind of mixed like a rainbow. That's why I drew a rainbow.
At the front of the room, mentors share their stories of growing up black or light-skinned or homeless and how they overcame stereotypes or went to college or started their own business. The girls ask candid questions of each of the speakers. Almost all of the speakers are 19 and older, but Carson Serenity Moore is only 9. She's a junior mentor and has her own business.
It's an all-natural deodorant business, and it's called K Serenity Co. There's some kid-friendly deodorant, but they like might have chemicals in it, like aluminum, and it's not healthy for their arms.
At the end of the afternoon, singer-songwriter and mentor Camille Sledge coaches the girls through the walk of confidence so they can strut their stuff down the aisle.
And we need to know how to walk with our heads held high, right? Right? Moms, you too, right?
The girls each grab a swag bag filled with goodies before filing out of the room. And as for Jasmine Pettis and her mom, Jalia.
I feel a bit better, but it's just some things that still need a little bit more stuff for it, but I feel better.
I feel like there's definitely some conversation that still needs to be had between the two of us, but I'll take that little win. I'll take that.
For the show, I'm Tiara Vian.
The next My Hair is Beautiful workshop is in February in Phoenix.